a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hello there, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 95 degrees, we have blue skies in Salt Lake City, KSL's top story. Environmental groups are rejoicing today after a medical waste incinerator shut down in North Salt Lake. But KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayrt reports the burning is now apparently moving to Reno.
That's according to the group Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment, who's been on the forefront of fighting Stericycle's medical waste incinerator on the edge of Davis County. They say Reno just approved building their incinerator there. Back in 2014, North Salt Lake plant got a huge fine for going over toxic emissions limits and allegedly trying to hide it. People who lived nearby petitioned Utah lawmakers for years, complaining of thick black smoke at times blanketing the neighborhoods.
The Utah Physicians group says the long-term health impacts from the toxic emissions may affect people not yet even born. In Europe, they've declared natural gas and nuclear power climate-friendly. Over the furious complaints of climate activists, this morning, European Union lawmakers voted to declare those two forms of power, natural gas and nuclear power, sustainable. Activists are calling the vote greenwashing. The rest of the country is getting some relief, but gas prices have hardly budged here in Utah. The national average is about 9 cents lower than last week. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis has more.
If you look across the country, about 80% of the stations are now below $5 a gallon. And this is all because prices of oil have also come down, now below $100 a barrel. We've seen that demand really destroyed. People choose to drive less when they see prices where they are.
When prices do start falling here, by all means, the experts say, fill up your tank.
The falling gas prices are sparking fears of a looming recession. However, July is the most traveled month of the year, according to AAA. Spokesman Andrew Gross says that will cause demand for increased gas consumption, along with the prices.
That's KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly. We all drive more doing these road trips, and prices go up. The Utah Transit Authority is in the same boat as many other employers. They're suffering from a staffing shortage, and for that reason, they're reducing service on 11 routes through Weber and Davis counties. 7 routes are being cut for good. A UTA spokesman says they're actively trying to recruit new staff. Police in Virginia say they foiled a mass shooting planned for the 4th of July. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, police in Richmond say a tip helped them stop the shooting during the city's 4th of July celebration.
There is no telling how many lives this hero citizen saved from one phone call.
Police Chief Gerald Smith says they arrested 2 men, seized assault rifles, a handgun, and rounds of ammunition, thanks to someone who overheard the plans. The suspect in the deadly 4th of July parade shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, considered opening fire at another 4th of July celebration.
Did see a celebration that was occurring in Madison. He seriously contemplated using the firearm he had in his vehicle to commit another shooting.
Robert Cremo appeared before a federal judge for the first time today on 7 counts of first-degree murder for the 7 people who died. A Mississippi teenager is being called a hero after jumping into action to save 4 people after a car drove off a boat launch into the Pascagoula River. 16-year-old Corian Evans says he didn't think twice when he saw the vehicle with 3 teenage girls inside go off the boat launch.
It was a lot of swimming. My legs were so tired after. Anything could have been in that water, though, but I wouldn't think about it.
Corian Evans told WLOX that he tossed his shoes, shirt, and phone off and jumped in, helping the three girls and a police officer who had jumped in to help and was struggling to get to shore. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The summer heat is creating higher demand for air conditioner parts. It could be a big problem if your AC breaks down. Chad Smuin is operations manager at Mountain Air Conditioning and Heating. He says supply chain issues are affecting the industry.
We are seeing shortages. It's actually ongoing for three consecutive years now. It's mainly component shortages that we're dealing with, and then logistically getting equipment here has been slower.
He says air conditioners or parts can be back ordered as long as 8 weeks. Chad recommends scheduling regular maintenance checkups to catch any potential issues early. If you're looking for a new pet, Randy Looker from Salt Lake County Animal Services shelters are overflowing with lost and discarded pets.
Shelters and rescues are full, so we definitely want to get the word out. Please adopt your next pet. Please do everything you can to keep your pet at home. Just because you went back to work doesn't mean they're going to be unhappy. We just ask that everybody remembers that these are your family members. You're their whole life.
The shelters are bursting at the seams. They're more full than any time in the past 5 years. For more information, visit slco.org/animal-services. KSL News Time 3:05. A fire has been flaring up near the West Belt off-ramp to the 21st South Freeway. This is in West Valley. Fire crews have been called to the area twice over the last few hours. Ricky Meese is here. Let's get a quick look. Is the traffic a problem around there?
Well, the ramp is still closed. So if you're headed southbound on I-215's West Belt, you cannot exit to go westbound on the 21st South Freeway. You got to find another way around. And there's no telling when they're going to open that up. They are on the scene of that fire. It's pretty much doused. But again, they're going to have to keep an eye on it, so we'll keep you posted as to when they open that ramp. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My Minute of News is on the way next on KSL. Stay right here. It's 3:06.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.